Angie.
Patois.
Would you be a faithful or a traitor?
Oh, that is a good question straight off the top. Now, I don't know. I'm a little bit like pulled in both directions.
Right.
Because I quite like the idea of being a faithful because you're faithful. You're the good part of the show. You're really wanting to get out the traitors, the people that are being manipulative. But I also love the thought of being a traitor and having the control, killing people. I mean, I love the thought of that, you know. I mean, the round table thing does frighten me a little bit, but I also love that. I love the word banishment.
Well, I had a message from, after the traitors final on Friday night, I had a message from somebody on Instagram and it just said, can you imagine Angie's rants at the round table? And I was dying.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you were a faithful, you'd trip yourself up as a traitor because you would go in. Everyone would be like, she must be a traitor. This is, you know, you'd start ranting about, you know, self-checkouts and shit. You'd be like, and while we're on it, another thing, right, Linda, okay, when you were in that task, you reminded me of the woman at the self-checkout, Linda.
I'd go off on tangents because there'd be levels of, right, you're pissing me off because you're like this and I think you're a traitor. And actually, you remind me of the person I met in Waiteroas who pissed me off as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be actually very entertaining.
You would be like, do you remember, I'll never forget in this series, Diane, she, like, it was the first round table and she just went in on Ant because he wouldn't move out of the way in the lineup. I came up to you and because I didn't want to be at either end because I thought we were going to be let go, I asked you to move, you wouldn't move. That is traitor behaviour. Yeah. It was like, mate, this is the first day.
Yeah, you need to take this a bit easier, Diane, to be honest. You're going in too hard. But I think
Yeah, well, nobody was a traitor at that point, were they? They were all just there. Nobody had even been picked. It's like... That makes you a traitor.
What's your thoughts on...
I'd want to be a traitor. 100%. Yeah, straight up. Faithful's boring, man.
Well, no, it's not, is it? Because I quite like the idea of, like, trying to figure it out.
I want to tell the lies.
You want to kill people, don't you?
Yeah. This is a little spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the final yet, just either mute us or come out and come back in because I just really want to talk about the final just for 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Can I just say, right, okay, we haven't actually debriefed this, so this is...
We have not at all. This is fresh. This is fresh.
Molly was very silly.
Oh, 100%.
Because why would Jazz have voted again?
Yeah.
If he was a traitor, why would he have thrown it to go red? He would have ended the game because if he was a traitor, he was going to win all the money. Yeah. So why would he play again?
No, but that's true. But he could have been playing a game to mean that he wanted to go with all the money. He didn't want to split the winnings. So
I don't know. I think that was a really silly move by her. And the fact that she looked over the table from Harry and went, you're not, are you? And he was like, no. As if at that point he's going to go,
the thing was, actually. She was too blindsided by Harry's
looks. I think she fancied him. Yeah,
oh,
she fancied
100%.
Him.
And he knew it. He knew he could manipulate her because she wanted some penis.
Did you know that Harry's going out with Conor Maynard's sister?
Yes, I did know that. And did you know that he lives really, really quite locally to me?
I love Harry. I wanted him to win from the start.
Yeah. No, I did. I don't know.
He played a blinder.
He did. And the way he played that game was incredible.
So good.
But I think there's always this little bit of me deep down that would have loved him to just lose it at the end.
I think he must have watched series one very closely because I think he learned from Wilf because Wilf lost it at the end. He was too emotional and everybody went,
hang
this
on.
Is totally this out is of character.
Weird. Yeah.
You haven't been like this at all. But yeah, I that final episode
oh
is
my gosh.
All the tension.
Oh.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It was...
And Claude. Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, Claude.
She
what a woman.
Has really come into her own in doing
what a
this.
Woman.
Absolutely
she's very Marmite, though,
brilliant.
Isn't she? She's very Marmite. Lots of people don't like her.
Oh, I love her.
But
I love
think she's
her.
Brilliant.
I love her fringe. Brilliant. I love her orangeness. I love her
I'm
tartan.
Not a huge fan of the orangeness.
Oh, I just think it's just her. It's just her. That's just, you know, you just know what you're getting with Claude. You know what you're getting with Claude. And that's what I love about her. So, yes, absolutely brilliant show, that.
That is, I think that is like... The best show on TV.
Oh, 100%.
And I wish we'd have got the Uncloaked podcast that Ed Gamble got.
Yeah, bastard. Anyway, Pats, how are you? Because obviously we missed last week, you know, apologies, gang.
Apologies.
We were not here last week. It's
apologies.
Patty's fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, are you better? Are you reverged? Are you back with
Better. I'm reverged. I am back. Last Monday night, well, Sunday into Monday, I felt really weird. And my blood pressure was like all over the place. It was like up. It was down. It was up again. It was low.
It was up,
it was
down,
high,
and round and round.
It was just, I mean, it was dickish behaviour.
It was.
Quite frankly.
That could
my
go
blood pressure should have gone in dickish behaviour.
Straight away.
And then Tuesday, I just did not feel right, didn't sleep very well. And then as like Wednesday, Thursday happened, I don't know whether I just had a virus or...
Viral, it's viral.
But I've been doing my blood pressure at home and I feel all right.
Well, that is good, Pat. It is good that you're back. Mm. You're with us. We're back in the seats.
We're back,
we're
in,
back
the saddle.
In the pods.
Yeah.
We are here now.
We're back.
Obviously, we should have done this last week, and I felt we should probably just address it at the top of the show. Because obviously, we did a poll regarding inner monologues. That was the last sort of chat we had.
Yeah.
Me sort of saying, I don't get it. I don't have an inner monologue. I'm confused. Do people have inner monologues?
Et cetera. Et cetera.
Et cetera. And... the results.
The votes were very, very strong for yes.
I know.
159 votes. 80% of the votes said yes.
I mean.
They have an inner monologue. 20% of the votes, 41 votes said no. Now, I also took this to Maridi.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I said, Maridi, do you have an inner monologue? And he looked at me like I was stupid and went, yeah, of course I do.
What?
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I don't even know why everyone has an inner monologue. And I said, Angie doesn't. To which Marty said, Angie's a fucking prick.
Why is that? Why is it so many people do and I don't? Me
I don't
and the 41
know how
others.
I don't know how you don't.
Oh, I'm quite disappointed now, actually. I want to have one. How
yeah,
do you get one?
Why don't we see if we can get the what's that hypnotizing couple called?
Off this morning.
The Spielmans, is that what they're called? The Spielmans.
I
feel like
know.
It's them.
Yeah.
But let's get them on.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a funny episode just
it
for
would
them to
actually.
Hypnotize us. How do you feel about hypnosis?
I was just about to ask you that as well. I don't know if I like that idea actually now.
Being
I don't think I want to be hypnotised, and I'm okay with not having it in a monologue now.
When you wake up, Andrea, you will think that Ruth is an alien, and you're back in the room.
What do you think about it, though? Like,
I'd love to be hypnotised.
Would you?
Yeah, because I would love to know once and for all if it's a... like, I am sceptical about it.
Same.
I am like, does it... But I'd love... I would love once and for all to be like, I've been hypnotised, it's a crock of shit. Or I've been hypnotised, worked a treat, I opened my eyes and I thought Matthew was attractive.
Marty!
I only said that because I thought it'd get a massive laugh, but it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It got a shock.
It got a shocktastic.
I've got something to bring today that you are going to love.
Okay, brilliant.
So I met up couple of Saturdays ago, I met up with some old friends that I used to work with, and we got onto this topic that has become very hot on the podcast about hosting.
Well, right, okay,
and
yeah.
My friend Matt, who was there, who was really funny, said, I've got a funny story about when you hosted us.
Okay, this is brilliant.
I was like, oh my God, and he told it. Yeah. And I said to him, send me a voice note, because Ange is going to love that story and it can go out on the pod. So here is Matt telling us the funny hosting story.
Hello, Ruth. Hello, Ange. Matt here, long-time listener, first-time caller. Heard you the other day talking about who is the better host. And heard Ruth talking about how actually when she hosts, she would get everyone's drink in, you know, whatever their favourite drink is. And absolutely, I think I totally agree with that. However, I remember one New Year's, I was invited around Ruth's house along with two friends, and we turned up and we, you know, proper New Year's, proper smart, proper swanky. I was in a three-piece suit and my two friends were in, you know, beautiful dresses. And we turn up and yes, of course, Ruth got in everyone's drinks, you know, everything that they liked. My favourite beer, the other's favourite drinks. However, Ruth didn't quite make the effort with what she was wearing. She was, of course, there in jogging bottoms, effectively pyjamas, hosting a New Year's Eve party. Everyone else is dressed fancy. She was in jogging bottoms. So, yeah, what does that say about her hosting?
So there is Matt reminding me of the time. And when I say Lana, Matt and Jemima made an effort, I mean, and I was haggy.
Yeah. Which, to be honest, Pats, you know, this is sort of a common denominator.
I was so pissed. I was so pissed because he was like, hang on a second. I've listened to those episodes where you're talking about you being a good host. Hang on. That New Year's Eve, and I'd forgotten. He was like, that New Year's Eve, we rocked up at your house. Like, everyone looked absolutely smashing and you were there basically in your pyjamas. You couldn't give a shit.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, I love the fact that Matt has not only remembered that and then has gone to the trouble of sending us a voice note to tell us all about this.
Yes.
But this is common, Pat. You know, if we come to your house, yes, you get all the drinks in, but you look like a piece of shit.
That is actually true.
Beers, I've got Van Rouge, I've got apple juice, I've got Cokes, I've got Dr. Peppers, I've got beers, I've got other stuff, I've got all the rest of it. Welcome, come in. I look like I've just got out of bed.
And that, a little bit like I look now. Basically.
A bit like you look now. Yeah. You know, a regular hag on a regular day. And I actually think, and we won't rerun the poll because, like you say, the poll's been done. We've got to move on like Brexit.
The poll's been done.
But I actually think if we did redo the poll, the results would be different.
You know what you are? You know what you are? You're a Ramona. Well, we had an email in.
Oh, right.
A couple of weeks ago from Laura.
Okay.
And Laura's email I thought was really good. So it's quite long, but I just thought I'd share it with all of us. It says, ladies.
Share.
Firstly, I caught up with the two newest episodes today and nearly had to pull my car over as I laughed so much. I cried. Fupa. so she makes it. She goes, fupa. Excuse my French. Hairspray. The owl chat. And of course, Angie's rant literally made my entire week. Secondly, a dickish behaviour I encountered this week. Mm. When people don't know how to use the word obviously. I work in property and use a branded company car. I was parked once in a Waitrose car park a few days ago, and a lady who was perfectly nice comes over to ask me where we're based as she's looking for an agent. Mm-hmm. She then goes on to say, because obviously I have a wedding venue with accommodation attached, blah, 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 blah. No, Sandra, it's not fucking obvious. Have a brilliant weekend and keep on bringing us the joy that you do each week. Been listening to you both for years and I don't know how I've ever managed without finding the funny, bringing the best belly laughs on a Wednesday. Big love, Laura.
Oh, Laura.
Now,
I
thought that dickish behaviour is so good. When people say obviously when it's not obvious.
Not obvious. No, well, I don't know that, do I?
Obviously, I went out on Saturday and I... Did you? Did you, Pete?
Obviously, I'm wearing pink pants.
Obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, it's quite clear I'm wearing pink pants.
The way she put, it's not fucking obvious, Sandra. And as soon as I read it, I was like, that is so funny. We're definitely going to bring that to the pod. Because if you use obviously in the wrong context, just know it's not obvious.
It's not obvious. No, no. And you just don't need to use that word.
Yeah.
Drop it from your sentence.
It's like literally, isn't it?
Literally, yeah.
Mal gets so pissed off.
He does. With
literally.
With people using
and
that.
He also, he does this brilliant thing where he goes, you know, I turned around to her and she turned around to me and I was like, don't turn around to me because I'm going to turn around to you. And then I was like, literally, I went last week and I saw the postman and I said, literally, don't you turn around and talk to me like that, Craig, because I'm not going to have it. And obviously, he's like, he does a really good, like, rabble.
Yeah, he's very good at that, Mal.
Yeah.
I think that's where I get the rants from, really, is Mal.
Oh, there's no think about it. 100%.
Yeah.
The only time mum rants is when we slag off her family.
Or her.
And she goes into one.
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah, that's the
you
only
know,
time
all that
she
shit
rants.
She comes out with. Yeah. But I just wanted to say this is off the back of the email and Laura mentioning Fupa. Because I was out on Saturday night.
You had a few tipples.
Had a few beverages.
Yeah.
But anyway, while I was there, I was out with Masonic Borders plus others. And chatting away with Tara, who's the queen of the Sonic Borders, because she is Tara Sonic Border. Yeah. Anyway, she had a phone. I said, oh, sorry, I've just got to reply to the Gunts, which is one of her chats, the Gunts, right? And I said, oh, Tara, you need to change that to Fupa, the Fupas. Mm. She said, what's a Fupa? And my other boarders who were around me at the time, because I was taking centre stage.
Of course.
They said, what's a Fupa? I mean, then I went, you obviously don't listen to the podcast, rude. Anyway, rude. I then explained Fupas, which everybody cracked up at. Never heard. So Tara has now changed her Gunts chat to the Fupas.
Fupas, yeah.
So I feel
fat
like
upper
we're really...
pussy area.
The fat upper pussy area.
Well, I'll never forget the story you told me just on Sonning Borders for a second, where Tara said she was really down, she felt really low, and she just said, I feel like I've put on a lot of weight on my vagina.
I know. That is what you get with Tara.
We also had another email in this week from Mandy, and it was just titled The Guffaw, which I thought was a great
title. Guffaw.
The Guffaw. And she
very
just says, it is pure joy to hear you two laugh and carry on. Physically impossible not to laugh along. Your musings are the best damn part of my week. I am a grateful recovering alcoholic who was written once in before after an episode you girls shared. I'm on a 13-year sobriety journey. I'm not lugging around a Stanley Cup, but I am using you girls for my wellness. My treat is popping in my earbuds, walking that neighbourhood and laughing like a loon. My delicious husband always comments on how I guffaw over your episodes. Hairspray DVD this past episode was absolutely incredible. Your Philadelphia fan club president, Mandy.
Oh, that is such a great email,
so nice,
Mandy.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I love the fact she guffaws over it.
Oh, guffawing.
Guffaw.
Yeah. That is a great word, isn't it? Guffaw.
And she's the president of our Philadelphian fan club.
Brilliant.
So she's
I
obviously
mean,
kept very
you know,
busy.
Yes.
Very busy.
Mandy, you are top of the class this week. Many thanks.
But yeah, I thought that was a really... Everyone loved the Hairspray story. Yeah. That Hairspray DVD story was hilarious. If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're new around these that there parts, go back and listen to a couple of episodes where Ange tells the most incredible story about a Hairspray DVD.
Do you know what as well? The Hairspray DVD is just on my bedside table.
Brilliant.
And every night I go to bed and I see the Hairspray DVD. And I too also, Mandy, have a little guffaw. To myself. Just a little like that. Just hilarious. Have to be quiet.
So if you haven't listened, go back and find it. It's a couple of episodes ago now, but
I think that one was called Stanley Cups. Was that the one where
I think it was called Stanley Cups.
It's your Stanley Cups episode. Yeah. Right, now then, Pats. I have heavily into which I thought I'd bring.
Okay. Have we got a new jingle?
We haven't, but I can just sing it.
Sing it along. Sing it along for us, Ange. Here we go. Bring it in.
Clear the frog.
Clear the frog. Clear the frog.
Heavily into with Patty and Ange. Heavily into with Patty and Ange. What are they heavily into? Heavily into this week.
Bosh.
Absolutely Bosh. Sensational. Bosh.
Okay, so now this is kind of a bit linked to, well, it's sort of in the same realms of the Lewis Capaldi. You know when I did the little Lewis Capaldi, right?
Oh my god, who is it now?
Okay, so I'm heavily into the very old but now very current Murder on the Dance Floor. Song.
It's Murder on the Dance Floor.
Yes, by what's her face?
Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
That's the one. Right.
Who is married to the guitarist from The Feeling.
Facts. Amazing. But, and here's where I sort of mix it up a little. I bring my own Angie vibe, like I did with
Not
Capaldi.
A surprise.
Because I like singing it in a very posh way. Like I'm guffawing.
Right.
You know, like Mandy mentioned, guffawing, very posh. I like to be a posh. And Sophie Ellis-Bextor is actually quite posh anyway.
Very
isn't she?
Posh. Mm. Very
so,
posh.
What I thought I'd do, I thought I'd give you a little rendition of the posh Murder on the Dance
Floor. It can't be longer than 20 seconds.
Okay, I don't think it will be.
Because we will get sued.
We will. Well, Martin will have to deal with that.
Nothing like throwing your production company under the bus or anything.
So here is Murder on the Dance Floor by Angie Ellis-Bextor.
Go. There.
Murder. It's a murder on the dance floor, but you'd better not kill the groove, DJ. I'm going to burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so, I'll have to play. It's a murder on the dance floor. And that, my friends, is what I've been heavily into for about a week or so.
And I know.
So that's how I actually see it in the car. I know about your kind.
And so, I'll have to play.
And that is what I've been heavily into. But I also thought, do you know what? There's probably a few songs you could do that with.
So
I've come prepared with another one, which I thought would be quite fun.
Okay.
So
we can also put this out to the audience.
Yes.
We could ask people to send in their posh tunes for Angie.
Yes.
Okay.
So this one would be by, this would be by Angiana. Angiana, a.k.a. Rihanna.
Rihanna, okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is a Rihanna tune.
This is Rihanna.
Posh Umbrella. Up.
No.
Come here, rude boy, you can get it up. Come here, rude boy, is you big enough? Take it, baby, take it. Love me, Tonight I'm going to let you be the captain. Tonight I'm going to let you do your thing, yeah. Tonight I'm going to let you be a rider. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, babe. Tonight I'm going to let it be fire. Tonight I'm going to let you take the hire. Tonight, baby, we could get it on, yeah. We could get it on, yeah. Boy, I want what you want. Give it to me, baby, like boom, boom, boom. What I want is what you got, yeah, yeah.
Captain. Captain! I cannot believe that song yes. has got the word captain yes. in it.
Tonight I'm going to let you be the captain. Tonight I'm going to let you do your thing, yeah. This is my favourite line. Tonight I'm going to let you be my rider. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy yes. up, babe.
Giddy up.
So there we go. There's just a couple of heavily intos. Angie being posh. And yes, I will take requests.
Yes. So if you've got any requests for Angie that you would like her to transform into the poshness, then there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. So if you've got any songs that you wish to hear poshed up,
Then
not pimped up, posh up.
Posh up. We're poshing them up, people, okay?
Posh up my tunes.
Posh you know, up, you know, like tunes.
You know, like pimp my ride. Posh yes. my tunes.
Posh my tunes. So, yeah, there that. We go. There's we're heavily into.
Now, I was away at the weekend.
Yes, you were. Yes.
And I'm going to bring an old school heavily into because ooh. I stayed in a Premier Inn.
A lovely classic.
And I am heavily into the Premier Inn mattresses.
Oh, they are next level.
It's the best hotel bed.
Yeah, they absolutely are, Patch. You cannot beat a Premier Inn.
And that is why I will forever trust Lenny Henry.
That's true, actually.
Because
yeah.
he has always told us
yeah.
Premier yeah. Inn for a good night's sleep. Like, I actually looked at the mattress. I took the sheet off because I think I might buy it.
Really?
Because it's called the Premier Inn Hypnos is what it said on the mattress.
Yeah, but do you think they're only for premiers? I reckon they don't sell them individually. I don't reckon they
sell
them to you.
Well, I am going to find out. I am going to find out. Wow. And if they do, I'm buying it.
What if it's like really expensive? Well, it's not going to be really expensive, is it? Well, it might be.
I'm going to ask Lenny to buy it for me.
Maybe we can get Premier Inn to sponsor the podcast.
Oh my gosh,
supply
this is it.
You with a new mattress.
And you.
And me. I'll take a new mattress.
Take a new mattress.
We basically provide, you know, lots of feedback for the mattresses. We'll sell a load on for them.
Sell a load on.
Yeah.
Now, Ange.
Yes.
This is a very you-led episode.
It is, actually. Yeah, it is.
What has been getting on your shitting tits?
So the thing that is getting on my shitting tits is everybody now using the phrase say it with your chest. Now this is a new thing to me, right? I've not really heard this phrase before. But now it's everywhere. Everyone is saying, so if I say, I'm just going to pop to the shops, I'm going to say it with my chest. I'm going to pop to the shops.
No. Right. Yeah, it is a dickish thing to say. And it is annoying.
I know I'm using
but
it in
nobody's
the wrong
saying they're going to the. No, you I should know, put yourself but in dickish behaviour because nobody is saying I'm going to the shops with their chest.
But this is the thing. I know that I've used it in the wrong context. Is it a phrase that's been around for a while and I've just missed it because of the age I am? Or is this actually quite a new phrase to you as it is
I don't
to
think
me?
It's a new phrase. I think it's been around for a while.
I've not heard it until recent times, and now I'm just hearing it everywhere. Everyone's
because
talking
I think
about saying shit with their chest.
Yeah, I know, but I think this is a very, like, you're going to hate this, but I
God. So it's just going to feed into my irritation of it.
I think this is a very for now phrase, especially for women. But I feel like this, there's a new era of like bold feminism that is saying, I am not going to rest on my laurels anymore. And I am going to not just call stuff out, but I'm going to say it with my chest.
Mm, pisses me right off. That's all I can say on it. It's just annoying me. I just hear it all the time. I'm saying it with my chest. I'm going to say that with my chest. I'm saying this with my chest.
Who have you heard saying it?
Oh, loads of people.
Like who?
I don't know now. I just hear it all. It's like, it's just become a thing. You know, like when I've done these things before about like, what was the other thing that people kept saying all the time? And
I'm in my era. I'm in my fresh girl era.
Yeah, and the whole, you know, life's not lifing and all that. It's just become.
My hair is not hairing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's gone from the fact that I have never heard this statement, saying it with your chest, before. And now I'm fucking hearing it everywhere. It's really pissing me off. I just would, if someone came up to me and said something and then went, I'm saying it with my chest, I actually think I would, I think it would just make me go, well, I don't know. I just had it. I just don't know how I'd respond to, to that. How do you respond?
Well, I great. Think
well
depends.
Done, Sandra, for saying it with your chest.
Sheft.
Chest.
Such a random conversation. This is so random. But I think it depends on the context, because sure, if somebody comes up to you and they're like, I'm going to the shops and staring it in my chest, then yeah, you can be like, oh my God, you're a prick, right? Like nobody needs to say, but if you're in a meeting and you feel like in your workplace, women are being discriminated against and somebody says something with their chest and you're a woman, you're going to be like, yeah, man, smash the patriarchy.
Do you think then? Like, so do you think let's take Sheila, for instance, right?
Sheila.
She's in a situation
and
she's feeling very much like there's an issue here. It's something, you know, I've got to stand my ground. There's patriarchy taking over the world, taking over the shit. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it with my chest. Do you say the thing and then say, I've said it with my chest, or no! I'm saying this with my chest? Or do you just, so how do you actually have to put your chest out? Do you have to literally put your chest, you know, do you have to do a visible manoeuvre of chest to make it clear that you're speaking with your chest? So you go, I'm not having this, Brian.
This is
not okay.
You don't know, because you're missing the metaphor of it. You're taking it literally. You are going literal. You are like, I've got to say it with my chest. I think this saying it with your chest is like, we as women are, like, for me, it would be around like feminist topics and topics around women and where our place is in society and stuff like that. But saying something with my chest is like, I'm not moving on this.
So do you think it's mainly a woman-led saying it with my chest?
Or
do you think men
think
can also
so,
say it with
because,
their chest?
Well, I think men say everything with their chest, don't they? I think men have, throughout the whole of history, have dominated spaces. And you know, that is changing, don't get me wrong. And I'm not anti-men. I love men. I think some of the most wonderful people in my life are men. But I think there is a stance that men have said things with their chest for a very, very, very long time. And men have taken up spaces and haven't been challenged for saying things with their chest. You know, like there's an amazing stat about how many men will ask for a pay rise when they're offered a job versus how many women. And it's like 64% of men, when they're offered a job, will ask for a pay rise at that point versus 17% of women. So I think there's this like new era that is like, you know, let's be, say it with your chest, be like a bloke, be like a guy who's like, I'm not moving on this. This is, you want me, you want to pay me, then you're going to have to pay me this much. Mm-hmm. And I think that is now, like all of those sort of sayings, is like, it's gone batshit crazy. And everybody's in there saying it with their chest.
The
era.
Chest for, yeah,
yeah.
I just
everybody
can't be
is
doing
like,
it. It's just pissing
everyone's,
me right off.
Everyone's carrying a Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Saying stuff with their chest in their pretty girl era. Like,
exactly.
I get it. And it's like, And that's annoying because it waters it down. It waters down the importance of women
saying it with your chest.
Saying it with the chest. Mm. Well, but it's just very funny that you think like that you took that literally. I've got a puff. You're going to go into a meeting this week and you're going to be like, right, I've got some real issues with Janet.
Yeah.
And you are going to sit there on Zoom, you're going to puff your chest out and you're going to be like, Janet, listen to me now. Yeah. Listen. See
my chest.
I am saying this to you with that. Don't you dare ask me to do the books again. Well, another smashing episode, Angie. You have bought some great rants. You've said it with your chest.
I bloody haven't. I bloody won't.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Andrew and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.